they had that, you know, people that are serious about, you know, football or athletics and are willing to get out and work and raise some money and do some things to make it special. And you know, we're kind of fortunate with the demographics we have there at Lassiter to make it happen. And, you know, the one thing that I think is special about it is that these people have invested in it in their kids' careers there through, you know, providing great facilities and really a great support system for it.
And, Coach, I do have to mention one of the fathers over there whose son is one of your defensive backs. That's Bobby Penner. Bobby and I actually started playing football when we were like 7 or 8 years old back at Old Briarcliff Community Sports and then, of course, at Lakeside High School. But did want to mention Bobby's son because I know Bobby's son will play a pretty big role on your defense this year.
Yeah, he will. Brad's his son, and he's done a great job. And really, we're counting on him a lot this year. It'll be his senior year, and he's gotten a lot faster and stronger, I think, in this offseason, and looking for a great year out of him.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best. I'm sure that we'll have you. You want to hold him on?
Yeah,
Coach, hold on. Just look, we got to do a quick station break. Just hold on real quick. We want to get you back. So this is the official visit brought to you by Score Atlanta.
790 The Zone is Georgia Tech's flagship station, WQXI Atlanta, a big league broadcasting company.
All right, this is the official visit, and this is Atlanta's only high school recruiting show. IJ Rosenberg, Brian Jones, Alex Ewalt, Scott Janovitz on the line right now. We have Chip Lindsey, the coach over Lassiter High School. Scott?
Yeah, Coach, sorry to keep you working, but I had some questions I still need to get out. One of the things we were talking about earlier is, you know, how big the spread offense has become in college football. And one of the things you've noticed is a lot of these quarterbacks coming out of the spread offense from college, you know, are hurt. Their draft stock, I should say, is hurt in the NFL. And one of my questions for you is, have you started to notice a similar type reaction to high school quarterbacks coming out of the spread offense? Is that helping their stock? Because so many college teams are running the spread.
Well, I think so. I think it's one of those situations where, you know, the guys look for people who are doing things similar to how they're doing it, and when I think that's a plus. Now, that doesn't mean that that's the deciding factor, I don't think, on a player. Just like the NFL, I don't think, is a deciding factor that a guy comes from a spread system in college. But I do think it's important. It helps. And I think it really, you know, Hudson was a guy that was in a kind of a run-style offense before we got there. And now I think our system has helped him really maybe play at the next level and have a great career in college. But, you know, for me, I think the biggest thing it's done is just made the game fun. You know, these kids today have a lot of things to do, especially here in Metro Atlanta, other than play football. When we grew up, if you didn't play football, you kind of weren't it, you know, or you kind of didn't have a chance in a lot of ways. And I think that's what we've tried to do is bring some fun to Lassiter.
Yeah, one of the other things I've always been fascinated by is how complex the spread offense is, and just the fact that it has, despite that complexity, it has migrated down to the high school level. Is that something that surprises you? And also, is your system predicated on having, you know, a quarterback who can do, who can make three and sometimes four reads in one play? Or is this a system you're always going to run and kind of, kind of force your quarterbacks into that, maybe force a circle into a triangle? Or do you need the right quarterback?
Well, you know, we want our system to appear very complicated. I don't know that it really is. I've been doing it, 6 or 7 years now at different places, but it does put a lot on our quarterback. We meet with our quarterbacks individually a lot. I do, since I coach the quarterbacks very early on before spring practice starts and all summer, and they do a lot of film and a lot of board work, and they've got to know everything. There's no doubt about it. But I think if you really were in those meetings and sat down and broke it down, you kind of look at it and say, you know what, it's not a whole lot, but it just appears to be. But even if you would consider it to be a whole lot, these guys, if they're going to go play at the next level, are going to have to do this. They're going to have to learn and be able to take things out on the field and understand a somewhat complicated kind of offense, whatever it is. Because, in college football, it's complicated. And then in the pro game, you know, to me, it's very complicated. So I think it's going to help. But I don't think our offense is so complicated. No, I don't. And it's like anything else. Whatever you believe in, you work at, and you do, and you have success with it. You know, Camden County, for instance, won a state championship, from what I hear all the time. And you know, their wing tee, and they believe in what they do and do it. So I think that's the biggest factor in it.
Yeah, I'd love to see Camden County or Lowndes, y'all face them, two totally different opposite approaches to offense. We got two other questions for you, Coach. We're talking to Chip Lindsay from Lassiter High School. Explain to everybody out there, I understand how it works, but there are a lot of people that don't, who come out and watch Lassiter play, and on every play, all 11 players come up to the line of scrimmage and turn and look towards the sideline to get the play. So just sort of explain to the casual or the average fan out there sort of how that works for your kids.
Well, we don't huddle ever. If you told our guys to get in a huddle, they would look at you like they were crazy because they wouldn't know where to line up. I think that we do also substitute a lot. We play a lot of guys, and we're one of those teams that plays, two receivers or two skill positions at every position. Two guys play, and they kind of we've got them on a number depending on who they are as far as how many plays they come in or out, and all 11. Guys on offense are required to be able to look to the sideline and pick up our signals and different things that we're trying to do to call plays. And we try to snap the ball as many times as we can. I think that's our biggest philosophy is play as fast as we can and snap as many times as we can. And hopefully, you know, that helps us. And that's one of the reasons we had to go into school and recruit a bunch of players out. You know, we're sitting at about 125 right now, which when I got to Lassiter, I think we were in 67 or 68 players. Last year we finished with 101, and I think some of the success we had, obviously because you have good players, but some of it was because, you know, we were able to not play anybody both ways and maybe wear some people down. So that's kind of our philosophy in a nutshell, is to play as fast as we can and get the ball to our playmakers as many times as we can.
Coach, coming from Hoover High School in Alabama, a school that the football culture surrounds maybe more than just about any school in the nation, coming over to Lassiter and having to change things. How was that experience, just changing the momentum of the whole football program for you?
Well, it was a fun experience. It really was. I mean, it was, I think the players and our community were really kind of starving for that. We really came in and tried to change the whole mentality and the whole way we approach the game. And I think that's helped. We've gotten a lot of kids out. We've had great attendance, and it's been fun. It's a great transition. Hoover was a great place. I enjoyed it there, and I think it'll always be a great place. But it's also fun to go somewhere where it hadn't quite been there yet, and try to make a dent or an impression. And I hope we've done that. You know, we've got like I told you, we're gonna have a young team this year, so we'll see how much progress we can make.
Well, Coach, as a centennial parent, I want to wish you the best of luck as long as you're not playing us. Which, by the way, after this next region realignment might not matter anyway. But, Coach, no, we wish you the best, and I'm sure before the season we'll have you on again.
Well, I appreciate you having me, and thanks for what you guys are doing for high school football. I think it's the best game going, and encourage all youngsters out there to get involved.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach. It's Chip Lindsay, the coach over at Lassiter High School. He's done a great job, guys. I mean, I saw it firsthand. We did some work with them last summer on their 7-on-7 camp. The guy, I mean, you can't understand, and Brian can understand this, how poor a football program Lassiter had before this guy stepped in. And interestingly, Brian, I mean, it always had the parent support. I mean, Lassiter is one of those schools in the type of demographic where the money is there, and the parents want. They're going to show up regardless whether the team loses or wins. But, Brian, I mean, what he did in 1 year over there is unbelievable. I mean, they were, what, a score away from beating. Who'd they face in the second round?
It was North Gwinnett, I think.
Was it North Gwinnett? I'll have to look and, we'll have to
I
look
can't
and
remember.
See. But they were real close.
You can't be wrong
getting to
that.
They were really close getting to the quarterfinals.
Go ahead, Bri.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, over the years, you know, Walden has pretty much been the dominant school in East Cobb County. You know, Lassiter hasn't been in the playoffs, I think, since 2000. And now, you know, maybe the tides are turning. You know, Lassiter went to the playoffs, obviously went deeper than Walden last year. Walden got blasted by Woodstock. And now, you know, Walden's lost some players. They actually got a
lost
new coach.
Lost their coach.
Yeah, lost their coach. He is down at Ware County. Now Rocky Hidalgo takes over the helm. So maybe Lassiter can do what Walden has done over the past few years.
Well, I'm going to step out, guys, and turn the show over to Scott as we continue. Don't forget to check us out at scoreatl.com. You can also check us out on Wednesdays. Going to head over to the Hawks game tonight. Of course, the Hawks play right here on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You're listening to The Official Visit, Atlanta's only high school recruiting show, brought to you by Score Atlanta.
Pollock and Bell.
I want all privately owned radios to be immediately impounded. They might be used to issue instructions to saboteurs.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
Let's check in with Wes Durham, the hardest working man in football, and see what he's up to during his downtime. Wes, what do you have planned for the spring, buddy?
It's a great time for golf, and the perfect getaway is Fripp Island Golf and Beach Resort. Fripp Island is South Carolina's most beautiful barrier island. You won't believe the incredible package deal running now through June 15th. For only $119 per night, you'll get hotel accommodations, 18 holes of golf on one of two four-star championship courses, including greens fees, range balls, and cart. And better yet, free replay if available. Really, I can't wait to spend some time away from the booth at the fabulous Fripp Island Golf and Beach Resort. Log on to FrippIslandResort.com and book your golf getaway. Just $119 per night now through June 15th. Rates are based on double occupancy and a foursome on the course. Call 866-348-0949 or FrippIslandResort.com to book your vacation at Fripp Island Golf and Beach Resort.
Take a word of advice from Wes Durham and book your golf vacation on South Carolina's most beautiful barrier island, Fripp Island Golf and Beach Resort. Go ahead and make your trip to Fripp.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Whether you live in a condo, bungalow, or two-story house, what's inside is important and needs to be protected. With Alarm Force, you get free live two-way voice, free installation, free activation, free warranty, zero down, and only $25 a month. Call today.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Georgia's best choice for home security.
The wait is over. It's 40 games and 40 nights. As the drama of the NBA playoffs on TNT tips off with Philadelphia at Orlando, 5:30 p.m. on TNT. Then Miami at Atlanta, 8 p.m. on TNT. Then New Orleans at Denver at 10:30 on TNT. And in the first game at 5:30 p.m., Philadelphia at Orlando, can Dwight Howard, Superman, get his magic out of the first round? We'll find out. And in game two, 8 p.m., the Miami Heat go into the Highlight Factory and try to knock off the young Atlanta Hawks. All season long, D-Wade's been carrying the heat. All season long, Mike Bibby, Joe Johnson, Josh Smith been holding down the Highlight Factory. People, you don't want to miss it. The Hawks are flying. And if you really love basketball, New Orleans at Denver, 10:30 p.m., CP3, and Mr. Big Shot. The drama of the NBA playoffs is here. It's 40 games and 40 nights. Oh, boy, the playoffs are here, and hoops is in effect. Don't miss Joe Johnson, and the Hawks take on the Heat Sunday, 8 p.m. on TNT.
When the Falcons were honored for one of the great turnarounds in NFL history, only 790 The Zone was given exclusive access.
We are live at the Sporting News NFL Awards, where the Falcons have swept Executive of the Year, Coach of the Year, and Rookie of the Year.
There was Matt Ryan joins us right now. You're looking slick back there. You got the buzz cut going there, Matt.
Well, I'm trying to get on the same level as you guys.
First for football, 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
We are back here at 790 The Zone on a cloudy Sunday, if you will. Not the best weather. Scott Janovitz in the studio with Alex Ewald. Brian Jones will be back. IJ Rosenberg has departed, unfortunately, for all you IJ Rosenberg fans out there. But we are talking high school recruiting in general in the state of Georgia and all across the country. Before I move on, I would like to say we value your opinion as much as our own. So if you guys have anything to say out there, you're listening to the show and want to correct us and or give us your own opinion, we more than welcome it.
Shoot us an email.
Yeah, right.
Reach me at aewald@scoreatl.com.
Right. Yeah, that's not
Let us know what you think. And call in.
Yeah, absolutely. We absolutely want to hear what you have to say. But moving on, the Jordan Classic, basketball classic, was played yesterday on ESPN, or maybe ESPN2, one of the two. And, of course, Derek Favors, all the top players in the country were there, as Jordan's name is still ringing loudly in the ears of high school basketball recruits. John Wall, one of the actually the top player in the country and top uncommitted player in the country as well, was in the game and impressed. But Derek Favors won another MVP.
Another MVP. And the thing that impresses me about him, you've seen it on the high school level, playing against overmatched competition in these regular season and playoff games. He just sort of takes what's given to him. He puts up a ton of numbers, puts up a lot of points, a lot of rebounds. I didn't know exactly how that would translate to these All-Star games. It's translated. I mean, he's putting up the same big numbers. He looks physically dominant.
I think he had 21 and like 11 yesterday, which is pretty awesome. Yeah. And there's no doubt he's benefiting from the fact that these games aren't much defense.
There's not much defense, but I think at least what I've seen is a big man like Favors. It's not conducive usually to guys like this. I mean, it's a guard game.
Right.
It's a guy that's jacking up shots from 25 feet and trying to show off, and usually a guy like Derek Favors isn't able to hang with that kind of tempo. They just don't get the ball enough. But he's getting the ball. He's a part of the offense of these All-Star games. And as a Tech fan, certainly are hoping that's gonna translate over to the college level, just the physical dominance that he's displayed, even in these All-Star games against the best players in the country, which actually it surprised me a little bit that he kept the pace and kind of the scoring pace in these types of games.
Yeah, no, you said it yourself. It is 100%. I mean, you go back for as long as you want, and this is their guard games because there's not much passing, and who has the ball most often? Well, the guards.
Well, the guards.
But forget style of play because it's irrelevant when you look at the fact of the matter is this guy won the Gatorade Player of the Year, was certainly the state's best player.
Was the Naismith Award winner.
Right. Was the McDonald's All-American MVP.
And the Jordan
and the Jordan Classic.
I don't think a slew of awards and honors like that.
I wanted to do that research. I had the intentions.
I think
it's
pretty
listening.
Safe to say that's never been done.
Well, that's what I wanted to look up. I don't know. There are some pretty. I mean, LeBron James might have done it. I mean, you could.
Also, what you see is with the secondary, I guess, All-Star game like the Jordan Classic, a lot of the top players just skip it. I mean, it's some of the middle tier players, not middle tier, maybe middle 100 players at 30 to 50 to 60 range in the rankings, the recruiting rankings. You don't see a guy like Derek Favors. It isn't necessarily going to play in both of those games, but obviously more exposure for him and more experience playing against the top players in the nation that he'll see on the college level.
Yeah, and Tech fans had to have been happy with the way he's been playing. And surprisingly, Udofia, these other guys have been left out of all these All-Star games, and it's kind of surprising because Udofia is as good a point guard as I've seen out there, other than a couple of the top ones. John Wall, if you haven't had a chance to watch this guy play, and you're impressed with guys like Chris Paul and Derrick Rose, who's kind of the next in line, and we'll talk about him. In fact, we'll get to him in this segment. He is as fast and as complete a player as you will see on the high school level. And it makes you wonder, okay, you've got guys like Wall, okay, and you've got a guy like Favors, who's just dominant, absolutely dominant at the high school level. And you watched, if you didn't see it yesterday, Derrick Rose, and I know he's not a high school player, but he isn't far removed from one. And he almost won a national championship.
What is he, 19?
Right. He's 19 years old. He almost won a national championship in his first year in college basketball. And if they probably had gotten him the ball a little more, he was kind of a supplementary player in that offense. If they had made him the focus point, that team could have maybe been better. Well, anyway, he put up, 36-11 yesterday in his first NBA playoff game in Boston.
Unbelievable.
That ties the record for rookies. In the
right. It's the hands down.
With Wilt Chamberlain.
I'm only 24 years old, but it's the best performance I've ever seen from an NBA rookie in an NBA playoff game. Okay, and so my question to you is, you've got a kid who's only 2 years removed from high school and is dominating, not just the NBA on an NBA scale, but in the NBA's biggest stage in Boston
against
Garden,
the Celtics, the defending
champions.
What an environment that was to be hitting free throws, just ice in his veins. The kind of poise to go 12 for 12 from free throw, from the free throw line. That is amazing.
To
hit the two free throws at the end to put them up one. Paul Pierce put it into overtime. It's just unbelievable. He hit those two shots. I thought he was going to miss at least one. No rim. Nothing but net.
Yeah, so here's my question. He goes, I've always been a proponent of this. And in fact, not only do I think high school players should have to go to college, but I actually think the 1 year is not enough. I'm starting to be swayed by these performances because my question is, well, are these elite, top-notch guys? Maybe they are ready to play NBA basketball. Maybe they don't need college. Maybe they don't care about physics and math and, Shakespeare,
Well, I didn't care about any of that stuff either, but
the difference is you can't.
I don't have an NBA contract.
No,
right now.
You barely put up 20 in a middle school game, much less an NBA. I watched you.
Yeah, it was more like 12.
Yeah.
12 or 4.
The point is, should guys like Derek Favors and John Wall, who's, like I said, absolutely out of this world. I mean, if he's not the next Derek Rose, then there isn't going to be. Should these guys have to go to college? Is it a waste? I mean, why force them to do it?
Well, in Europe, I mean, you got guys at the age of not just 15, 16, and 17. I remember Darko Milicic when he was playing professionally in Europe. He started at 13. He was a professional athlete at 13 years old. It happened in soccer this just recently with Freddie Adu.
Well, he kind of was a bust, but it's the same. It's the same point.
True. I mean, a lot of these kids are so precocious, and not just mentally, as Derrick Rose displayed yesterday, but physically. I mean, LeBron James could have been an NBA player on some level. Let's be honest, it's 16. He could have been in the league, 16, 17.
Well, even so at 16, he had the body of a 40-year-old.
Absolutely.
This guy's massive. And you brought up Europe, and it's a perfect example, because what they do is they take him very slowly. If you remember, when not Milicic, but when Pau Gasol was drafted out of Spain.
It's a different philosophy.
His stats, I remember sitting in my house with a group of friends watching the draft, and no one knew who he was at the time, and we all looked at ourselves and said, what? 2.2 points per game? A rebound per game? Why would they ever? Well, in his first year, he put up 20 in the NBA. So in Europe, they take these guys along much slower. They let them develop, and the NBA's gotten away from that. The one thing it does do is it turns the NBA draft into a guessing game, if you will, of sorts. It forces you to draft on potential, and that's no fun for the fans. It's not fun for teams. You're investing a ton of money in players. You don't know what you have quite as much as you would if you got to see them play 2 to 3 years in the league, or in the college basketball, I should say.
Well, I think it protects over there that philosophy. I think it protects a young guy from being too overwhelmed. I mean, in the NBA, when you're 19 and you're just drafted and you're a big investment, the team is and the fans are excited about you. The team, the tendency, I think, is to throw you to the wolves, put you on the court. And I think over there, I think their philosophy has a lot of good things to it, bringing young guys along. Seniority rules over there. They let their older players basically carry the team. And, it's just a difference of philosophies, like you just mentioned.
Absolutely. It's a scintillating discussion. We do have to go to a break. We will be back with, some good discussion on Texas recruiting, specifically the University of Texas. We also have an interview with Denzel McCoy, Georgia Tech's newest commitment, as soon as we get back. You're listening to The Official Visit on 790 The Zone.
What's a lunch without Brandon Adams and Jeff Wolverton?
It is like a zoo, but more fun, because you can also shoot them in the head with a gun.
Brandon and Wolvie, weekdays 11 to 1, only on 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
Hey guys, it's time to talk straight about Salomon Brothers Fine Jewelry in Buckhead. You've heard about it. For years, the beautiful Buckhead location, the 15,000 square feet of wall-to-wall jewelry, designer mountings, an incredible view. How can you shop there, you say? Well, here's the reality. That is the greatest myth out there. Today, it's about satisfying a customer with the best selection and the best prices. You don't believe me? Shop around. You're not going to be disappointed. Shop around, then come to Salomon Brothers and compare before you make a decision. A diamond engagement ring is a major investment, the biggest perhaps of your life. You want the most for your buck, and you want quality. And you're going to have the best time and the most comfortable atmosphere for getting that done at Salomon Brothers Fine Jewelry. Most beautiful diamonds around in your price range, and you have a choice. A money-back guarantee if you're not satisfied. The only dilemma at Salomon Brothers, how do you spend the money you have left over you didn't think you'd have? Well, get a bigger diamond. What the heck? She'll be happy about it. Regardless, it's affordable, and now's the time to go. Check them out. Salomon Brothers, 17th floor, Tower Place. Fuck yeah.
Unsure what to do with all the money you won playing Georgia Lottery's world-class millions? Having trouble getting the caviar stains out of your tuxedo? Is finding room for all your gold bricks becoming problematic? Then you should call the Millionaire Training Academy and unlock your filthy, stinking rich potential. Here, you'll learn the basics, like champagne gargling.
It burns!
As well as more advanced topics, like high-speed limousine maneuvering.
Hobson, to the Opera House. Take a left. Take a right. Stop!
Even learn to speak like a proper blue blood.
Any of y'all want to go to the tractor pull? Would anyone like to accompany me to the tractor pull?
Learn to live like a true millionaire at the Millionaire Training Academy. Because playing Georgia Lottery's world-class millions with a top prize of $5 million could turn you into one. Go to GALottery.com to enter your non-winning instant world-class millions ticket for a chance to win $5,000 in weekly drawings or the $5 million grand prize.
It may only be April, but football always lives here.
Ryan looks down the seam, caught Roddy White, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Atlanta.
790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
We are back on 790 The Zone. You are listening to The Official Visit brought to you by Score Atlanta. I'm Scott Janovitz here in the studio with Alex Ewalt, also known as the A-Train.
And several nicknames.
Big B, Brian Jones. We are just, you know, a couple of guys taking over your airwaves on a cloudy Sunday. But before we get into our next segment, we are joined with Denzel McCoy, a big-time, in fact, one of the biggest recruits in the state, no matter the position, but also arguably the best defensive tackle in the state, just decided where he's going to be spending the next 4 years of his life, three at least. He did choose Georgia Tech, so he will be the newest Yellow Jacket. How's it going, Denzel?
It's going great. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. So, you know, before we get into some of the more detail-oriented questions, talk to us just a little bit about why you chose Tech and what specifically interests you in the Yellow Jackets.
Well, when I was trying to decide on a college to go to, I was mainly looking for the school that was going to set me up for the four-year plan, not the four-year plan, just when I was going to be in school, and I was looking for life after football, because you can't play football forever. So I took a lot of visits, and I decided that Georgia Tech was the best place for me to be as a student and an athlete, so I figured why not go ahead and make that decision.
Yeah. You know, another thing that's interesting about your recruitment is you ended it. You know, I know a lot of people are deciding to end it soon, but you definitely did. You decided to end it before your high school season even, or your senior season even began. Was that something you were definitely interested in doing all along? Was that a goal of yours, was sort of to get it out of the way before the season began? And if so, talk about that and how important that was to you.
Yes, sir, that was a pretty big factor because, you know, we had a bad season last year, and I'm not trying to do that in my last year of high school, so I wanted to commit and get the school choice out of the way so I can emphasize all my working time towards helping my team get better and doing everything I could. So I wanted to do what I could to narrow my list down or go out and see all these universities and things and see what kind of school was a place for me, and I ended up finding that in Tech.
Denzel, Alex Ewalt here with Score Atlanta. Just want to ask you about your teammate, Cordian Hagans. It seems like you guys had a lot of the same offers, a lot of the same schools were looking at you guys. Of course, he's at LSU now, completed his first year down there. What did he help you out with? Or I guess just looking at his recruitment, what did you learn, especially having so many of the same schools look at you?
Cordian just told me that take all the visits I could and make sure that when I decided, to make sure it was a place for me because – you know, everywhere he said everyone is going to have the same facilities. Everyone's going to have great facilities, great coaches with NFL experience, great people around campus, great campuses and everything. It's just how you feel with the education of your choice and the best situation that you're going to be put in as a football player and as a student also. So he just told me to do what I wanted to do to make sure I made the best decision for me and not for the coaching staff.
Right. And I guess going on what you previously said, you said just a minute ago, you had a tough season last year. Now, there's a lot of high schools in the state, a lot of talent, and a lot of good teams. Do you think having a season like that, it's been kind of tough the last 2 years, do you think having seasons like that hurts a school like yours as far as coaches coming in, looking at the players, or do you think with you and guys like Cordian Hagans and other big recruits that Northview athletes, football players are going to continue to get big looks?
Not necessarily because, you know, if you're a good football player, the coaches are going to find you as long as your coaches do what they can to get your name put out there. Well, I mean, regardless of your record, you know, it helps to have the notoriety of that great record. But aside from that, if you're a great football player, a college coach is going to find you by going to camps or if they have to come to you or not, they'll find you as long as you're a great player and your coach does what he can to get your name out there.
Hey, Denzel. Brian Jones here. I just want to ask you, did you have a chance to go to the T-Day game yesterday? And if so, were you impressed what you saw from the defense?
Yes, sir. I actually did have a chance to go yesterday, and the team looked great. There were a few mistakes, but, I mean, Coach Johnson's going to get those out. So the team looked great, though, both offensively and defensively.
Now, talking defensively here, there's definitely some opportunity on the defensive line. Had some some big talents graduate. This year it looks like it's going to be Derek Morgan kind of leading the way, but stepping in after that, what do you like about your chances to play? What have the coaches been telling you as far as personnel on the defensive line and how you'll fit in your career?
Well, Coach Smith, he wants me to be a three technique. It's the more athletic defensive tackle, and they told me they wanted to sign one defensive end and one defensive tackle, so that really showed me that they really wanted me to come in and possibly help the team as early as I could. So I'm going to do what I can and make the best of that situation by trying to get on the field as early as I can if they need me to.
Denzel, talk a little bit about the recruiting process in general. I know you chose to end it early, as we have already alluded to a number of times, but just in general, did you like it? Did you dislike it? Was it kind of too much going on? You know, what did you like and what didn't you like about being a high school football recruit?
I mean, one of the cool things about it is the support you get from other people and the experience you get from the outlooks you see how it really is. You know, you hear people talk about it all the time, but you never really understand how it is until you go through it. And I actually liked it. I mean, I don't really have any dislikes. It's just that everything that I it wasn't what I expected it to be. I actually enjoyed it. I still am enjoying it. And, it was great to be able to meet all these different coaches and meet all these great players on different teams that you always hear about and play in video games with. It's awesome to meet them and shake their hand and become personal with them. That's a really cool thing.
Yeah, I know you've obviously ended your recruitment as far as picking a school. Does that mean that other schools have kind of laid off? Are you still hearing from other schools? And will you take any official visits beyond Tech?
No, sir. I won't take any other official visits, but I'm hearing from a few schools, actually pretty much all of them. But
yeah, they're not giving
up,
are they?
I'm not going to take any other visits. All the games I go to this year will be Tech games, home games. I'll be at all the home games this year, practices, whatever. That's a school for me. That's why I decided to commit, because I knew that I've taken many, many visits ever since my sophomore year, and I decided that Tech was the school for me to go to. So I'm done with taking visits. Camps, the only camp I go to is Tech camp, is Georgia Tech's football camp, and other than that, I'm done.
Yeah, that's good. We like to hear a kid who knows what the word commitment still means. Talk a little bit about the other schools that are interested in you. Did you ever consider Georgia, and who's still calling you?
The schools I'm still hearing from are Notre Dame, Auburn, Tennessee, Florida State, North Carolina, Duke, California, Berkeley, Oregon, Vanderbilt. I'm hearing from a lot of schools still, but I'm just letting them know that it takes a school for me, and I'm not going to change my mind.
Yeah, give us a little insight into the game, Denzel McCoy's game. What are you good at? Why are you a four-star recruit on Rivals? Why are you getting all these offers? What makes you the player you are?
I like to work hard during the game, and I really give it everything I have, because I know that the next play could easily be my last play. So if it is, I want to make sure that the play before that, I did everything I could to make the best of it. And I mean, when I get tired, I keep my head up, keep playing hard. I guess my arm length, that really helps also, as far as with shedding off of blocks and getting in the backfield. My foot quickness also really helps me.
Now, as far as getting to Tech, obviously some big things happening there. Program on the rise. How excited are you to get into the program, actually start contributing for the Tech program?
Well, I'm very excited about it. I'm ready to be a part of the team. You know, they're great guys on the team. Everyone, there are no groups on the team. Everyone hangs out together. Everyone talks to everyone. Practices go great. You can feel that family bond when you're around the team. It's like, you know, you've known the guys since you were 3 years old, but you just met them all in this process. So it's awesome to be able to feel that way when you get around people that are not even from the area you're from. They're coming from across the country and everything. So it was awesome.
Hey, Denzel, we appreciate, we're going to have to let you go, but we appreciate getting you on here today. Hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to you later on as the year progresses, and we wish you the best of luck getting Northview back on track.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Denzel.
All right, no problem. Have a great day.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Yeah, that was Denzel McCoy of Northview High School, big-time defense tackle. Smart kid, you know, well-spoken.
Now, it seems like we've had some good luck with getting some smart kids, you know, kids with their heads on their shoulders. I mean, what did he say? He didn't want the four-year plan. He wants the 40-year plan.
Yeah.
I like that.
I bet he said that a number of times.
Now I think we've just had some great luck. I mean, Juwan James on a number of weeks ago. We've had some some kids that know the score. They know what they need to do.
Yeah, no, and it's worth acknowledging that it's not an easy thing to do. A lot of these kids, you know, are just now getting into the recruiting process, which means they haven't done too many interviews just yet. And coming on a big time radio station, if you will, like 790
show.
And our shows, of course, right? You know, we get top notch interviews all the time. And so to come on this show and be able to speak, it's something that isn't easy to do. And a lot of these high school kids do a great job of it. And Denzel McCoy is just another. But as far as Tech's concerned, a big get.
Definitely. And this the defense is the question this year, obviously, and for good reasons. Next year, it looks like it's going to have some pretty good talent on it. Especially, I mean, the secondary is looking pretty good. I think people want to feel good about the defensive line, though.
But defense tackles,
always huge. It's always huge.
It's a huge position of need, not just at Tech, but everywhere. But Tech's a school that is rebuilding that position.
I mean, you had Daryl Richard and Vance Walker on the inside, guys that next weekend are probably going to hear their names called, most likely. Not sure exactly where, but you know, with two guys like that in your lineup, your defense is always going to be competitive. You got to be able to get to the quarterback. And I think Denzel McCoy, he's got those skills.
Yeah, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with our final interview of the day. Colton Houston, a big-time offensive lineman from Buford High School. You are listening to the official visit on 790 The Zone.
Pollock and Bell.
Friday at Stats, 3D's filling in, so it's Pollock and 3D. He's got some surprise guests for us, too. And then we're going to talk to Brian McCain of your Atlanta Braves and Brian Billick. Holla at your boys.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
The wait is over. It's 40 games and 40 nights. As the drama of the NBA playoffs on TNT tips off with Philadelphia at Orlando, 5:30 p.m. on TNT. Then Miami at Atlanta, 8 p.m. on TNT. Then New Orleans at Denver at 10:30 on TNT. And in the first game at 5:30 p.m., Philadelphia at Orlando, can Dwight Howard, Superman, get his magic out of the first round? We'll find out. And in game two, 8 p.m., the Miami Heat go into the Highlight Factory and try to knock off the young Atlanta Hawks all season long. D-Wade's been carrying the heat all season long. Mike Bibby, Joe Johnson, Josh Smith been holding down the Highlight Factory. People, you don't want to miss it. The Hawks are flying. And if you really love basketball, New Orleans at Denver, 10:30 p.m., CP3, and Mr. Big Shot. The drama of the NBA playoffs is here. It's 40 games and 40 nights. Oh, boy, the playoffs are here, and hoops is in effect. Don't miss Joe Johnson, and the Hawks take on the Heat Sunday, 8 p.m. on TNT.
In times like these, a successful small business owner is a smart small business owner. So for a limited time, Comcast Business Class is offering high-speed internet and crystal clear voice for just $79 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Delivered on America's leading fiber optic network for TV, phone, and internet. What exactly do you get for $79 a month? High-speed internet that's much faster than the DSL or T1 you might be using now, with super fast speeds up to 6 megabits per second and unlimited local and long-distance calling for your small business to anywhere in the U.S., Canada, and Puerto Rico. Give your small business an upgrade and save money doing it. Sign up for the $79 internet and phone package at 800-391-3000. $79 a month. There's nothing smarter than that. Comcast Business Class. It's not small business. It's fast business.
Offer ends 6:30 or 9, not available on all areas. Restrictions apply. Early termination fee applies after promotional period or if any services canceled or downgraded. To Comcast regular charges apply. Equipment installation, taxes, and telephone fees extra may not be combined with other offers. Many factors affect speed. Actual speeds variant are not guaranteed. Speed comparison with downloads for standard 1.5 megabits per second. $24.95 per line activation fee applies to voice and up to 4 lines. Call for restrictions and complete details.
Atlanta Hawks, they have done the impossible.
We're back in the playoffs, and this time around, the Hawks are the team to beat.
The NBA playoffs start this Sunday as the Hawks battle the Miami Heat in Game 1. Then don't miss Game 2, Wednesday, April 22nd. All fans in attendance for Game 1 will receive a Gas South rally towel, and all fans in attendance for Game 2 will receive a Metro PCS rally towel. Get 4 tickets and 4 combo meals for $119 with the Chick-fil-A Family Night Plan, presented by Sprite. Join us on Phillips Drive 2 hours before each game for the Atlanta Hawks Block Party, presented by Budweiser. For tickets, visit Hawks.com/playoffs.
Hey, this is Rhonda Duffy. I'm the number one agent in Georgia, number 10 in the U.S., thanks to my clients. And I am the broker and owner of Duffy Realty of Atlanta, the green and white signs that you see all over the city. I want to give you my take on things. People call us every day saying, hey, I know it's a bad market, but I really want to sell my house. Folks, it's not a bad market. I've sold 1,431 houses in the last 2 years, already another 150 this year alone. So if you are in the need or the want to sell your house, give it a try. We have a $500 flat fee program program that allows you to last on the market until sold. So if you decide when you put it on the market that it's not the right time for you, pull it off. Come back. No charge. Listen, if you want to move or you need to move, you need to take it upon yourself to take action. Don't just complain about it. Do something. Go to DuffyRealtyOfAtlanta.com or call us at 678-366-2777 and let's get the ball rolling. It's a low-cost fee that will allow you to sell your home.
Matthew Stafford, UT head coach Lane Kiffin, and so many more interviews in the Brand Smart Instant Replay section, only on 790thezone.com.
We are back on 790 The Zone. You're listening to the official visit. I am in the studio. I, being Scott Janovitz, am in the studio with Alex Ewalt, also known as the A-Train, Big B, Brian Jones. We're talking high school football, recruiting in general, all around the country. And we have, waiting on the line right now, Colton Houston, a big-time offensive lineman out of Buford High School. Colton, how's it going?
Doing good, man. How about you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing really well. Thanks for asking. Let's dive right in. My first question for you is, why Georgia? What were you looking for in a school when it came time to make a decision, and why was Georgia the place?
Well, Georgia had everything that I could ever ask for in a school. It had the college life, so it had a great fan base. The coaches are great there. The facilities are excellent there. And it's just a great college life, and it was everything that I wanted in a college, and that's why I chose Georgia.
Now, your teammate Dallas Lee is enrolled there already, actually. How much
yes,
did he influence you? How much did him going there make you consider the Bulldogs?
Well, when he got there, he said he's loved it. I've actually talked to him quite a few times. Me and him are really good friends. And he said he loves it there. It was definitely the right choice for him, and he wouldn't have any other way. So that definitely stood out in my mind when I was going to choose Georgia. So it made it all that much easier to choose them.
Yeah, I know you don't want to, you know, go too far ahead into the future, but if you just look down in Florida, there's two kids from Lakeland, the Pouncey twins, who are playing together, and they play well together. And I guess what I'm trying to get at is consistency and knowing the player you're next to along the offensive line is a big deal. How good can you guys be together knowing each other's games and having played with each other for so long?
Well, I definitely think if we got the chance to play beside each other, we could do really good things at Georgia because, like you said, we've practiced, and I know his weaknesses and his strengths. I know what he does best, and he knows what I do best, and so we're always there for each other when one person messes up, so we can always be there for each other. So I think we could definitely do a lot of great things together.
Colton, one of the things that you just mentioned is one of the reasons that you wanted to play for Georgia is that you like the coaches. I just wanted to ask you, have you got a chance to talk to Mark Richt? And if so, what's the one thing you liked about him?
Yes, sir, I've got to talk to him. He's just what I like about him is he's a great family person, and he does everything the right way. He's a very good Christian man, and that's what I wanted to go when I wanted to school. I wanted to have a person that could be like a father figure to me because I want to be around my family a lot. And he was definitely that father figure person with a very good Christian background and a family background.
Now, Colton, I guess if people out there don't know, Buford High School is just about as close as you're going to get to a dynasty in football. Let me ask you this. As a varsity football player, I guess maybe have you lost a game yet as a member of varsity?
No, sir, I have not.
when you get to Georgia, I think it's pretty safe to say you'll lose a couple games. How are you going to react? I mean, you've had such success in high school with the undefeated seasons back-to-back here. How is that going to be different for you?
I view winning different at Buford. The way we view winning is how we prepare and how we train ourselves. It's not about the W or the L on the scoreboard. It's how we prepare ourselves. And if we do all the right ways and we exceed in all our levels, even if we do lose, we still win in our book. So I know you're never going to be able to go completely undefeated through your whole career. I've been really lucky at Buford to be playing with great players, and so that's a great advantage. But I know I'm not going to be able to win every single game, but if I prepare myself, then I'll win.
Now, we've been talking about the recruiting process and starting early for a lot of players. Now, last year, your name really started to come up there with offers from big-time schools. When did it really start for you, the whole recruiting process, hearing from schools, and at what point in your football career did you know that you were going to be able to go to the next level and be a Division I prospect?
The recruiting started to pick up. I got my first offer in September. So the other offer started coming in late December, like right around the state championship game. And I realized probably in late November that's when I was going to be able to go play at the next level. And I was really excited to that. That's been my lifelong dream to go play at college football. And I can't wait to get out there.
Hey, Colton, as I'm sure you know, as long as you've followed the recruiting process at all over the last couple of years, you probably know that the word commitment no longer holds the same meaning it did, say, 5-10 years ago. My question for you is, now that you are committed, are you 100%? Are you going to take any other official visits? And are you still receiving calls from other coaches?
I will not take any other official visits, or will I even take an unofficial visit. I'm 100% red and black, and I will be a Georgia Bulldog. So I am not going to decommit. I'm solid red and black.
That's good to hear. We like hearing that. Also, I know you recently received some great news that you will be a part of the Under Armour All-American game. I know Storm Johnson, one of your former teammates, is also going to be a part of that. Talk about how big that was for you, just to hear that you're invited to the preeminent All-Star game now. It's probably surpassed the Army one up in San Antonio. Talk about how big a deal that was to you and what you look forward to most about that experience.
That's definitely a great achievement. I never thought I would ever be able to be an All-American. When I got named the All-State teams last year at the end of the season, I was like, I thought I could possibly be an All-American, and I set a goal, and that's what I wanted to be, as an All-American, and it came. I completed my goal last week, and it's going to be definitely a great experience. Omar Hunter and then Dallas Lee both went to Buford, and they both played in it. And they said it was their highlight of their high school life. They never had more fun in 1 week.
Right. The son of Orlando isn't too shabby either. I actually was down there last year and got a chance to talk to Omar, and they had a blast. And you guys get to do a ton of fun things outside of football as well.
Right.
So,
hey, Colton, I just want to ask you really quick. I was at the G-Day game last week, and you know, a lot of people who watched that game looked at the offense and said to themselves, man, they have a lot of work to do. Did you have an opportunity to watch the game, or were you up there? And if so, what was your take on the offense, and what are your thoughts on that?
Yes, sir, I was actually that's the day I committed to Georgia, and yeah, it was a low scoring game, but I think the offense, they played really well. They're really young, so I mean, that's why I think it was a low scoring game, but they really got after it. It was a great tempo, and I think they're going to be really special this year.
Yeah, Colton, closing up, or finishing up, I should say, talk about just the recruiting process in general. Was it something you were looking forward to ending, kind of just to give you a chance to concentrate on the season, or is it something that you've sort of enjoyed while you've gotten a chance to experience it?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I wouldn't have it any other way. I had a lot of time to go visit a lot of different places and see places that I've never been, and then build relationships with a lot of coaches. So it was definitely a great experience. But now that it's all over, I'm ready to concentrate back on Buford football and try to win another state championship.
Hey, listen, Colton, we appreciate having you on the show. Hopefully we'll get a chance to speak to you in the future as well. And good luck on the upcoming season.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, have a good one,
man.
Thank
you, Colton.
Thanks a lot.
You too.
And another one of those big, big Buford players, man. I'm telling you, you put that team, you see them on the sideline, that is not a Class AA high school team. It's, you know, the size of their linemen, it's unbelievable.
I wouldn't mind seeing them. You know, some of these high school basketball tournaments give you an opportunity to see
the low-level classification matchup.
The matchup, the 2A team against the 5A team, the 3A team against the, you know, in some states, 6A team. I would love to see that in football.
Well, I think with this Buford team, I think what you would worry about for a lot of teams, even the good lower-level teams, you'd worry about depth. This Buford team would take some 5A teams. They've got depth. They've got size with their depth. They would smoke some 5A teams. Smoke them.
You're the mayor. If you read Scoreland at all, you know that Alex A. Train Ewald is the mayor of Prepland. And so
many nicknames.
You're the source, man. I want to know, where would they rank? Who would be better than them despite you know, or as a result of size and or, you know, athleticism.
A Camden County, because
yeah.
When you a Lowndes probably, because when you put a Camden County, like I said it in the fall, Peachtree Ridge and Camden County, when those two teams ran out on the field at the state championship game in the Dome, it was like looking at two NFL teams. It's unbelievable the amount of athletes they have that are so big.
Yeah, do you think they could hang with the Norcross and the Lassiter of the Lassiters of the world? I mean, not the top-notch 5A schools, but the ones that are decent and competitive?
I think they would, because they've got size and they've got players at the skill positions. I mean, they've had some good quarterbacks. They've had some great running backs. Storm Johnson, Cody Getz is another fine skill player. I think they'd absolutely be able to hang with some of those teams.
Yeah, in case you don't know, Storm Johnson was their running back last year.
He was, of
now
course.
Loganville running back.
I guess I was referring to last year's team.
Yeah, last year's team would have taken it.
Yeah.
Not this year. And Storm apparently left for reasons that I guess had nothing to do with football.
It had something to do with his parents moving.
Right, yeah. They just wanted to switch jobs. And he, as I alluded to in the interview with Colton, he was also invited to the Under Armour All-American game. And there were seven players from the state that were invited to that. Of course, Markeith Ambles from Henry County. Mac Brown and Juwan James, two guys. Mac Brown, of course, is a running back from MLK.
Martin Luther King.
And Juwan James, of course, we've discussed, North Gwinnett offensive tackle. Both have been guests on this show. Taylor Jones, who we also talked about, is going to be down in Orlando for the game, and so is Noonan's Alec Ogletree. Interestingly enough, Florida had 11 players. Actually, that's not that interesting. That's probably to be expected, especially since the game is in Florida. But 11 was second most among states. Texas, Texas has more talent than they know what to do with. 15 kids out of Texas were invited to that game. Of course, there's a Southern kind of, I don't want to say alliance. There's
a little bit of a Southern bias, I think.
Right, which is why there's only two kids from California. I don't think they didn't invite Californians, but I think what happened is it was hard for them to maybe make that trip. Nick Montana is of the two the notable name, especially if you're a Georgia fan, because he is seriously considering becoming a Georgia Bulldog.
Yeah, and a big-time recruit, too. I mean, haven't gotten a chance to see him play, but he's the son of Joe Montana.
I'll say this. His name...
Bloodlines are there.
His name has benefited him probably a little more than
his game. But there's also something to be said about genes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But the point is, he gets a lot of publicity because of his name, and he's... I'm not taking anything away from the kid, because he's going to be... Or I don't know. I don't know how good he'll be. But he's a good recruit. He's a good high school player. He's not a top 10 to 15 quarterback in the country.
And being at one of those, it's not modern day, but it's one of those... Is it? It's not modern day. But he's at one of those elite California, Southern California prep schools that... tons of publicity, tons of recruiting publicity, and definitely is in the eye of coaches and scouts all the time. So yeah, it's no surprise. I mean, if he's a decent player, yeah, he's going to be on a lot of teams' radar, just given the circumstances of where he is and what his name is.
Yeah, we got to take another break, our last break of the day, before we come back and close up the show. You are listening to Score Atlanta's official visit on 790 The Zone.
I want you guys to meet an old friend of mine who knows a thing or two about baseball.
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 Hey, guys, this is Chipper Jones, and nobody delivers baseball news like Chris Domino, because he's a baseball man on 790 The Zone. Really?
The wait is over. It's 40 games and 40 nights. As the drama of the NBA playoffs on TNT tips off with Philadelphia at Orlando, 5:30 p.m. on TNT. Then Miami at Atlanta, 8 p.m. on TNT. Then New Orleans at Denver at 10:30 on TNT. And in the first game at 5:30 p.m., Philadelphia at Orlando, can Dwight Howard, Superman, get his magic out of the first round? We'll find out. And in game two, 8 p.m., the Miami Heat go into the Highlight Factory and try to knock off the young Atlanta Hawks. All season long, D-Wade's been carrying the heat. All season long, Mike Bibby, Joe Johnson, Josh Smith been holding down the Highlight Factory. People, you don't want to miss it. The Hawks are flying. And if you really love basketball, New Orleans at Denver, 10:30 p.m., CP3, and Mr. Big Shot. The drama of the NBA playoffs is here. It's 40 games and 40 nights. Oh, boy, the playoffs are here, and hoops is in effect. Don't miss Joe Johnson and the Hawks take on the Heat Sunday, 8 p.m. on TNT.
Hey, this is Dave.
David Pollack. Catch your favorite teams on flat screens at all greater Atlanta area Applebee's locations. Right now, everybody is looking for a great value. Applebee's has got your back. The special two for $20 menu means that. For a limited time, you can get a shareable appetizer and two entrees for just $20. Start your meal with one of our mouthwatering appetizers like boneless buffalo wings, spinach and artichoke dip, followed by one of our six tasty entrees like our fresh, made-to-order bacon cheeseburger, the 7-ounce house sirloin, the riblet basket, and round your meal with a cold 22-ounce Miller High Life Brutus Draft beer for only $2. Regular Miller High Life Draft is only $1, and the house Long Island iced tea is $2.49. This weekend, catch the Braves take on the Pirates or sit back and enjoy the Verizon Heritage Golf Tournament from the comfort of the Applebee's Sports Zone. With the NBA playoffs beginning on Saturday, you won't want to miss any of the action, because whether it's golf or you're heading over to watch a little baseball or basketball, the Sports Zone at Applebee's is the place to catch all of your favorite sports. Applebee's, it's a whole new neighborhood.
It's time to get back to what life's about. It's time to break out of the doom and gloom. American Body Works Fitness Clubs can help you focus on what's important, your health, and living life to the fullest. With over 20 neighborhood clubs and 24-hour access, there's really no excuse. And for a limited time, you can get a two-for-one deal on a prepaid membership. Pay for 1 year's dues up front and get a second year or second membership free. There's more, but we got to keep this short, so check out AmericanBodyWorks.com or stop by your neighborhood American Body Works Club today.
You want the scoop on the NFL draft? How about the experience of Ryan Stewart, David Pollack, and Chris Domino, who since 1982 has been making fun of the goofballs who go to the Radio City Music Hall to attend the draft live?
Sarcasm is losers trying to bring winners down to their level.
First for football, 790 The Zone.
We are back to close out the show. You are listening to the official visit brought to you by Score Atlanta on 790 The Zone. I am Scott Janovitz, joined in the studio with Alex Ewall, also known as the A-Train, and Big B, Brian Jones. Before we move on, I would like to give a shout-out to Fletcher Proctor, who is usually on this show. It is Fletcher's first year anniversary. He's been married for 1 year, that means, right?
Yes, that is what that means.
Congratulations, all right, Fletcher. Hopefully, you'll get a couple more years in there, at least.
I just want to say happy anniversary.
Yeah, just a couple more. I myself am not ready to get married, but for those who are, it's
actually interesting.
It's a beautiful thing.
I was at a wedding last night, two of my good friends.
How'd that go?
It went great. It went awesome. You know, they're very happy together. It's been going great so far for them. They're happily married.
50% of marriages fail in this country, Alex. I should never say things
don't,
like that.
Don't say that.
That's negative.
Don't say
and you know
that.
What? Yeah. I commend you for not having had too much to drink and eliminating you from the show today.
Yeah. You know, my friends, they saw it. I was being responsible. I cut the night short just for the show, for the good of the show, guys.
There you go.
So, yeah, we're going to close out the show by, you know, real quick. This is kind of going to be the official visit lightning hour. I want to bring up I wanted to bring up Greg Paulus, who just decided he is no longer a college player, or is no longer finished with his college career. He's now going to go to maybe potentially Michigan and play a fifth year of college sports as a college quarterback. And here's my question for you: is that smart for either party?
He should be able to do it if he does it in a legit way. I mean, I think he should be able to transfer to that school and play if he wants.
Hey, listen, I agree. I think Greg Paulus should. Hey, he's not a professional basketball player. If he's got a shot at being a professional football player, great.
Yeah, go ahead.
My problem with it is Michigan's got to be out of their mind. The kid hasn't picked up a football in 5 years. The one thing you know is he's not going to flunk out. He is a smart kid. Of course, he played basketball at Duke. But, I mean, come on. You got players in there. You just recruited 4CA, a big-time dual-threat quarterback. Work with what you got. Forget Greg Paulus.
Well,
before we go, let's talk real quick a little Hawks. I know it's got nothing to do with recruiting, but it's the biggest sports team in this city right now. They got a big game, game one, Miami Heat, Dwayne Wade in Atlanta. What do you guys think? Who do you like?
I think Wade gets his, but the Hawks win.
Yeah, give me a score. Give me a score, or at least give me a differential, point differential. I want to know how badly.
These have been low-scoring games. We talked about it. I think it's going to be 92 to 82.
Well, we didn't talk about it.
Well, we talked about it, and you know, in our Hawks preparation.
We wrote about it.
Yeah.
We wrote about it. If you don't know, these games have been 70, 80-point games on both sides, and it's been pretty incredible. Wade scored 21 points in two of the four games. He didn't play in the other, or in one of the other two. What about you, Big B?
I think the Hawks win 107-95.
Ooh.
I think you're going to see Josh Smith step it up. Joe Johnson's going to have another big game. Al Horford's going to come up big. Dwayne Wade's going to get his, but I don't think anyone else is going to step up for the Heat. So Hawks are going to win big.
Not on this particular show, but on the show that precedes this one ordinarily on most Sundays, the Score Atlanta Sunday show, well, I don't know, Sunday wrap-up show, whatever we call it, I've been hard on Josh Smith.
You have.
But I'm
Mel from Southwest Atlanta doesn't like you for it.
And yeah, listen, I don't think he's a franchise player. What I do think is that he is going to have a phenomenal game tonight. I talked to Josh a couple days ago. He seems ready. He seems focused. I think he's going to come out as emotionally and mentally prepared as he's been in a or as prepared as he usually, more so than he usually is. I think a lot of times you see Josh and he's not, his head's not always in it. That isn't going to be the case tonight. I like the Hawks by at least 10 points. I'm going to say the final score is going to be 95.